God's word for our consideration this morning is from the Old Testament lesson from the prophet Isaiah at the 55th chapter. And I want to just reread a couple of these, or two of the verses. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and your thoughts higher than mine. I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about how you live as a servant of God on this world, in this world, on this earth. I want you to think about those days that everything seems to go wrong. We call them Murphy days, don't we? You stub your toe in the morning, you spill the coffee all over the counter, you get dressed with the wrong colored socks, you put the tie on, or if you wear a tie, you put it on crooked. You just have those days that nothing goes right. And maybe you can put yourself in this illustration. There were two men. One was a cutter and the other was a stitcher. They were working in New York City. And they had this conversation. The conversation kind of went like this as they were discussing their vacations. And the cutter said to the stitcher, "Well, what are you going to do on your vacation this year?" And the stitcher said, "I'm not going on vacation." The cutter said, "Why? Why not?" He said, the stitcher said, "Well, you know, last year I went on this vacation to Africa. I was going elephant hunting. And I saw this huge elephant. And he started to charge me. My gun jammed and he killed me." The cutter looked at the stitcher and said, "What do you mean he killed you? You're still here. You're living. You're breathing." And the stitcher said, "You call this living?" I want you to think about your life as a child of God. And I want you to think about living in this world that is surrounding us. We live with the masks. We live with the social distancing. We live with the false hopes. We live with the good hopes. We live as children looking for a vaccine. We look at, "Oh, this world has just gotten so terrible, I can't do anything. I'm not even going to leave my house." We live with these kind of false hopes. But children of God, I want you to know about a positive hope. A hope that you have in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because that is our hope. That's our hope to grasp and to hold on to. Peter calls this hope that we have a living hope. Not in what we do. Not in who we are, not in what we wear, but in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, because that is our living hope. In the world, we have all of these things going on. We get terrified. We get full of anxious moments. I don't know if I've told you, but I'm sure that I did. I don't like to fly. I get petrified. And I remember one time when we were in Mapleton, we were going someplace, I think it was out to Arizona for our nephew's confirmation or graduation, one of the two. Anyway, we flew out of Omaha. And this was before all the security, you know. It was before all of that. We had free rein to go down to the concourse and everything. And we're down there. And I could look out a window and I could see the car that we had, we drove, we put it up on the top of the ramp. I could see it. And I told Karen, I says, "You know, we don't have to fly. We can go, the car's right up there. We can go put our luggage in the car and we can drive." She says, "No, we're gonna fly." I hate flying. And this comes from a guy who was going to be my first
thought was going to be a jet pilot. Yeah. False hopes. They're all around us. They even drive us. They want us to look at something we cannot hold or know that is true. We know that Jesus is true. We know that Jesus came and dwelt in this earth, on this earth, for you and I. We know how much he suffered for us to give us everlasting life and the forgiveness of sins. Now think about that. Think about God saying that our thoughts are not his thoughts. Neither are his ways our ways. For his thoughts and ways are higher than our ways. Being the sinful self that we are, we would probably be like Peter. When Peter took Jesus aside and said, "You are not going to die." And he said, "Get behind me, Satan." We are like Peter. We don't want to mess with things. We don't want to die. But here's the hope that we have. It's in Jesus Christ and him alone. And in him we are given that direction in life. In Jesus we are given the direction of life. That in Jesus we have that example of how we are to live. That we are to help one another. That we are to forgive one another. That we are to lift one another up. That we are there to encourage one another. That we are there to give one another strength in this life. Because God's thoughts are not our thoughts. God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts and ways are to forgive our sins. God's thoughts and ways are to encourage us and to lift us up so that we may continue to be his child, to be his servant, to be his disciple here in the world, to be those people who are encouraging one another. Because we need a lot of that. Our response of living could be, and you call this living with a mask, 6 feet apart, being in our own social circles, not touching anything. The books, the pencils, the pads that we touched months ago cannot be touched because we have this fear of giving one another the virus. Do you call this living? I call it living because God gives us hope. God has a plan for each and every one of us. You know, God says through the prophet Jeremiah, "I have plans for you, plans to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future, not to harm you." So God has these plans for each and every one of us. So as we live, we respond. We respond to God in praise and thanksgiving. That we gather in his house as his children. Even though we're wearing the masks, even though we're social distancing, even though we're apart from one another, we can't shake one another's hands, we can't hug one another. Yet God has this plan for us. And we respond by praising him and thanking him for all of the blessings that he has given to us. Each and every day. Because God reaches out to us with all of those blessings. The blessings of family and friends. The blessings of those who encourage and help us. The blessings of, shall we say, the Good Samaritan, who helps and guides us. Back in June, we were up at the cabin. And we were coming home, and we stopped in St. Cloud. We stopped at the Quick Trip to buy some salads to have for lunch. And we were going to go down to the roadside inn there and sit at a table and eat our lunch. And as I started to back the truck out, Karen says, "Is this your truck?" I got out, and I had a flat tire. And I'm going, "Oh." So I got to take all the stuff out of the back end of the truck to get underneath, because this is a Honda Ridgeline, so it's got the little trunk in the back. So I had to unlock that. I had to go in and get the spare tire. So I'm getting that small little spare tire out, And here this couple walks by, and he says, "You having trouble?" And I said, "Yeah." He says, "You want me to change that for you?" I said, "Oh, thank you. Yes." He responded with help and encouragement. He was the Good Samaritan that came to me. See, God wants us to do the same. God wants us to help one another. God wants us to encourage one another. That's His thoughts for us. That's His ways for us, because He works through us. He works through each and every one of you. So when someone is down and out, and say, "You call this living?" Yes, we call this living, because God has given us this life. God will support this life. God gives us all this life. So we remember that, even though His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and His ways are higher than our ways. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.